The loss of life was shocking. The loss of big ships with big guns was stunning. America was justifiably enraged. On that day, the nature of the U.S. Navy changed forever. Last year, I visited Pearl Harbor. In fact, it was a quiet Sunday morning, much like it was in 1941. I remembered my parents talking about where they had been that day, as well as what had happened there. Dad was seeing a movie right here in Dayton, a Western, I think, and he told me they stopped the film, turned the lights on, announced the attack, and that everyone went home. A few weeks later, he enlisted in the Army. My mother also enlisted in the Army, and that is how they met 68 years ago. So my family story, maybe yours too, was shaped by the events of the attack. When I went to Pearl Harbor, I was not prepared for what I found. The thunderclap of history struck in a very small place, smaller than downtown Dayton. When you get to the visitor center, the USS Arizona Memorial is across the harbor. To the left is the battleship Missouri. Those two ships represent the beginning and the end of the Pacific War. The Arizona, beneath the surface, still leaks oil, which flows past the Missouri and towards the open sea. 1,100 sailors trapped inside the Arizona's hull are entombed there. In recent years, surviving shipmates have chosen to have their remains return to be with their shipmates. That morning before the attack, there were 9 battleships and over 30 other types moored around the harbor. It was really small. You could put it inside Wright Field here in Dayton. The Japanese pilots, they were flying fast modern aircraft. And in about 10 seconds, they had to cross a line of trees, descend to about 50 feet, line up on their targets, drop their torpedo, all the time keeping their airspeed where it needed to be, and then pull up to miss crashing into the ships. Most Americans believe that the Japanese were flying slow and old airplanes that could be easily defeated by whatever the U.S. military had at the time. The morning of December 7th saw a vastly superior force, expertly flying modern aircraft. They flew the hell out of their airplanes, and this surprised America far more than the attack itself. After Pearl Harbor, we knew that we were facing a capable and determined enemy. From then on, it was all about air power. 4 months later, Jimmy Doolittle led the first air attack on Japan. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson.